tough game. As I said before the game, it was going to be a very tough game. We played very well first half. It's probably one of the best performances we've had. The crowd got behind us, got everything. We were unlucky not to be ahead at half time. We were actually disappointed not to be ahead. But second half, got the goal early on. After that, we were under a bit of pressure. Dug deep, worked hard, worked for each other, fought for everything, kept organised, and came out with the result. We're absolutely glad. We drove the moon inside. We're actually delighted with the performance, and now we have to look forward to playing Roma. We've all spoken about that one game at a time, and Helsinki was obviously we're praying for. Now we get the opportunity to look forward to playing Roma, which should be an unbelievable game as well. We've always worked from the strikers back. We've worked the whole way. Even when people got tired, it was most important, it was mentally to keep talking, keep ourselves organised, make the job easier for us. And that's what we did. We worked exceptionally hard from 1 to 11. Everybody worked the whole way back. And I mean, like the lads that came on there even just worked so hard, had to come into a game like that when we're under a bit of pressure and to really work very hard for the team. So it was everybody needed. There was nobody could ease off any bit there because we wouldn't have got the result then.
What was going through your head when Aaron was standing over the penalty?
He actually said it to me during the week that he said he fancies scoring a penalty this weekend. So, he's been excellent. Anytime he's taken a penalty last year with Conor Ellis, Aaron stepped up this year and he hasn't missed a penalty yet. I was confident with him because, to be honest, at that point it was what we deserved because the first half they didn't know how to deal with us and it was similar to the first game. It was actually a better performance the first half today than the first half over in Helsinki. But I knew we'd tire a bit. I mean, look, they're professional players. Our lads go back to school tomorrow. They're going back into training at the weekend. They're back in full-time training next week. It's a different level. But, I mean, for our club, from Ireland, first time in the Champions League, to actually be able to put it up to them, a professional setup like that, it's a huge, huge... It just shows how strong the Irish football is getting. With our first team doing so well in Europe and with Dundalk doing so well, it just shows how Irish football is pushing on and pushing on.
This is the high point of your managerial career?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, even prepare for this game and actually, like, you're looking at a different level completely what you're playing against. Everybody needs to know the role. I mean, you can't leave any stone unturned. Every single person needs to really know exactly their role within the team. And that's what we did tonight. I mean, we worked so hard on the defensive side of it. Obviously, we knew attacking side of it. There's goals in the team. But we worked very hard defensively, and I'm delighted for myself, for the lads. I'm delighted to go forward and play Roma next.
And the players gave you everything, didn't they? Really, I mean, they were falling like pins there at the end.
And we knew it was going to happen. We spoke to them at half time, and we spoke to them about last 15 minutes. No matter what happens, we have to dig deep. The lads gave me everything, absolutely everything. For the last 2 years, they've given me everything. We've worked so hard for the last 2 years, and I was saying the pre-match stuff. That these guys haven't really got a break, and they haven't, and they don't want a break now. We're delighted to go forward and look forward to planning for Roma. And like, they'll stay on all year if they get a chance to keep going in this competition. It's an exceptional competition, and I mean, it'll really stand to them going forward.
Just a word on Patrick Crowley as well, who's missing celebrations. What's the word on him?
He's going to the hospital there. We're hoping it's not broken. We're hoping maybe just ligament damage.
But he came on. The adrenaline got to him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a 50-50 tackle and they both committed to it. And unfortunately, he came out hoping he'd be all right. He's gone to the hospital now. Hopefully, we'll call in after to see is he all right. The lads went over to him straight after the game. But that's it. Like, Patrick came in and he gave absolutely everything for the team as well. And the lads came in, Keane the same, Jordan the same. I mean, these lads are all in. We're all in it together. We're not just in it as individuals. We're in it as a team. And you could see that the last 10 minutes. And John even came in after... At the end, he said it shows real heart for the last 10 minutes when we're really up against it and to really dig deep.
And you must be thrilled with the bounce back after the disappointing game against Harps to come along and then win the European game is a huge boost.
Yeah, and like the Harps game, obviously we were disappointed with the performance, and I wouldn't take anything away from Harps because they played very well and they deserved to be 3-0 up at half time. But we knew ourselves that performance wasn't us. We knew that. That was an unusual performance for us, and we've always spoken. Everybody talks about winning games, and after after that game finished, we talked to them about the positive, we talked about the negatives, and then we just went back on preparation for the next game. I mean, that's the way you work. At the end of the day, we're looking at players to progress on and develop. They're going to have to lose times as well, and they're going to have to learn from losing and how they react. I mean, we trained the Tuesday after it, and they said, right, game's behind us. We spoke with the negatives, we spoke with the positives, and said, right, that's it. It's behind us. Now we're focused. So our next now focus is on Roma, which I think they won
9-1
in Agra. So.
How important were the first 20 minutes there for in tonight's game? Just get through them and kind of get over the jitters from the last game and, you know, to get back into your usual rhythm.
Yeah, we spoke about we put a plan together prior to going to Helsinki. We put a plan together, and our plan was to get a positive result over there and bring it back to the home support and get the result back here. And we spoke to the lads about the first leg was done, plan is going perfectly. But now we need to make sure we've set the plan in place. We need to make sure that we do it in the second leg, which we did. They came out first half and they were excellent. I mean, we could have been 2 or 3 up at half time. And unfortunately, we didn't take our chances. And then I meant that they were actually coming back in. We knew they'd come back into it because of their full-time training and stuff like that. Does make a difference.
Stephen, it's hard to get away from the fact that it's a really important result for the whole entire League of Ireland, given we hear, you know, low attendances, are Cork City and Dundalk pulling away from everybody. We hear an awful lot as well about the underage, are there Irish players coming through? Do you think this is kind of something that we can hold up as League of Ireland supporters and actually show that the work has been done under 17s, under 19s, under 15s, development squads, emerging talent programmes, the whole lot?
Yeah, I think this really sent a mark. It really shows the level that we've got that we're looking to reach. There's a huge work to be done in Cork with the clubs and with the Cork Schoolboys League. There's huge work being done there in their academies with the emerging talent. The FAI are running from under 11s, 12s up to under 16s. There's huge work being done there. The under 17 league has been a huge success. The under 19 league has been a huge success. There's players filtering through to all the first teams, which there now is a clear pathway from a very young age. And our links with the Cork Schoolboys League, and it's great to see a great flow of excellent players coming through, and it makes obviously our job easier. But us being able to beat teams like Helsinki or professional setup really shows anybody else. I mean, UCD are going to play Galway in the final. Hopefully one of these teams will get an opportunity next year to take part in this excellent competition. And it motivates teams around the country that there is an opportunity now at a young age. I mean, Alec Byrne there is only 17. We had a couple under 17s there on the pitch, Keane Leonard, a number of 17-year-olds as well, under 17s, that are progressing on as well. So that's the pathway through the club. Like, we're going to have 15s next year, so we have 15s, 17s, 19s, first team. And we're working very much with the younger ages, with the Cork Schoolboys League and with the clubs, that we can have players constantly filtering through.
You must have been delighted with the crowd, were you?
I mean, they were a huge help. They were a huge help. Like, when we were on top in the first half, the crowd was huge, because they kept the momentum going. And when we were under pressure, probably 20 minutes in, that was another stage that the crowd got behind us. And really, actually, when our lads started to tire, the crowd kept us going and kept the lads going. And the last 5 minutes there was huge. Like, I mean, we were really, really struggling for the last 5 minutes, and the crowd gave us up to absolutely everything. And I think going forward, it just shows. I mean, a couple of people going, how excellent the football was and everything like that. Like, that shows how good the under 19 league is, how good the under 17, how good football is in Cork. That's what we're looking for. We really want to showcase how good football is in Cork and how good football is in Ireland. That'll really stand to us.
And a special mention for this particular group as well, because until Finn Harp's game, unbeaten in 13 months, like really setting the standard in terms of under 19's football.
Yeah, our first game last season was against UCD and we got beaten. And it's probably a 50-50 game. We probably deserved to be. It was probably 50-50, and they got their chance. They took it. We went to the second game. We drew. So I think everybody was kind of looking at that. And we dug deep. We worked very hard. We played Braden next week, and we haven't looked back since. And the lads are constantly, I mean, it really stands to them that they played in the league final last year. They played in the cup final this year. So the big occasions, it's kind of, they have to get used to it. And that really stands to them when you play a game like that. Yes, they'll be nervous. There's no question about it. Everybody's going to be nervous in that kind of situation. But they know what they expect. They played a big crowd down in Limerick last year. And they played in a big crowd against St. Pat's. So they're used to it. So that has really stood to them. And it just shows how, you know, that they're actually maturing as players. And actually, it will really stand them going forward. So fellas like Edoze and Keane, who will be overage next year, they've now an experience of European football that will stand to them going forward in the John squad. So that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and the point that he was making earlier, I suppose it really shows with the kind of typical football culture here that players leave so early. You know, a kind of playing in these competitions shows guys that if they stay in Ireland, if they play with League of Ireland teams and progress and do their leaving cert and do all that, then they have it. They still have the opportunity to play at the highest level in the spotlight of the scouts and the spotlights of the guys that they want to show. For you, as a guy that's been working in the League of Ireland for so long, it must be great for you to be able to pioneer something that shows young guys to stay at home.
Yeah, but you look at the European Championships this year. I mean, the amount of players that came from the league, James Coleman, James McLean, Myler, there's a number of them.
Yeah,
there was eight of them. So, I mean, that just shows that there's now a number of pathways. Like, you can go in and get your education, and then there's opportunities to go across. And as you're right, you're going straight into first team level. Brian Lenihan doing very well here, but our first team steps up and goes across. Dave Myler the same, Alan Brown the same. We've Shane Long, Kevin Doyle. A number of players that have come through the League of Ireland have really just pushed on. And so, I mean, there's a platform there now for players, and it's from a younger age now, so that's really going to stand to the players as they develop now. So all these experiences, and even for Chidoze and Connor to play League of Ireland Premier this year, I mean, that's going to stand to them. I mean, Chidoze playing against Dundalk a couple of weeks ago, these lads are playing in Europa League next week, or, you know, that's really going to stand to them in his development as well. And it's a learning, every time he plays it's going to be a learning experience for him. And these games here, they learn everything from that game. So, I mean, you can win a game 4-5-0, it's not going to, they learn more from maybe getting beaten or getting a very tough game, and that's the difference.
Is it tough for you and your staff that like in reality one or two will only get through from all these players that you produce? I think I read something at the weekend, Frank Arneson, when he was the academy manager in Chelsea, like they had a huge academy from all over the world, and he said, how many do they expect out to get out of this group? He said one. Probably the same for yourselves.
Like when we sit down with John and we sit down around the
can't show him up.
When we sit down around the table and we discuss about players, our main focus is players to get through to the first team. That's what we speak about. A number of our lads have been in with the first team constantly this year. They've been involved with training sessions. I would say out of the 18 players there, I would say 16 of them have been in with the first team at some stage. So they're in there next to fellas like Greg Bulger, Colin Healy. These lads have an unbelievable amount of experience. They have a coffee in there with Mark McNulty. I mean, this really helps them in their development. And if we get, we're always looking at players going through. It's great to win and delighted to win games and stuff and win leagues and win cups, but our main focus is getting players through to the first team. That's what we're looking at. And John is looking at playing Connor this year. He's played, Keane has played, Conor Ellis had played, Chidoze has played,
Craig
Donnan has played. You know, there's been a number of them coming through now, and you're looking at the players will filter through. I mean, out of them lads there, they're still, of our starting 11 against Finn Harps, 10 of them are underage next year, and there's two or three of them underage for 2 more years. So I mean, it's not just a short term. We're not looking at short term, we're looking at long term. This is, I mean, these will stand to the lads when they go forward next year. This will really stand to them.
Yeah, I say it's a happy race, but you know, we could have, one of the other lads could have been first goal scorer as well. He's great opportunities in the first half, but I thought we should have been a few goals off, but luckily we scored.
Yeah, Burma was just telling us there that you were fancying the penalty all week, so you weren't too, were you, when it actually came, were you a bit nervous, or were you?
No, I was confident. I was saying it all week. I just thought, I don't know why, but I just thought there was going to be a penalty, but, and there was, so I was confident enough.
Were you frustrated at half time that you hadn't scored, considering you were dominant in the opening half?
Yeah, I suppose we were, but we kept pushing on and eventually we scored, so we were happy.
And you sat back a little bit towards the end, which is natural, I suppose, but your defence was outstanding today.
Yeah, we were under pressure the last 15 minutes, but the defence was unreal again. Like, they were over in Helsinki for the last 20 minutes as well, so happy.
And the crowd tonight was huge as well, must have played a big part.
Yeah, I didn't think there was going to be that many people there at all. But then when they were all chanting and stuff, we just kept going.
How tough for the last 10 minutes or so? You guys looked pretty tired.
Apart from not playing the last 10 minutes,
well,
but it looked...
Before you got substituted.
Yeah, it was tough. We were just chasing a lot, like, and we, I suppose we sat back as well because they were pressing high and I'm sure everyone's baiting now after the game.
What are your thoughts heading into the Roma game now?
No, we think we fancy our chances against them as well. It's just... They mightn't even know who we are, but like neither did Helsinki, and we surprised nearly everyone again. So hopefully we can surprise everyone again over in Rome.
just a word on Patrick Crowley as well, who's been taken to hospital. Some measure, I suppose, of the unity of the squad. The first thing he did was go over to him once the final whistle was over.
Yeah, he throws in challenges like that in training. And he doesn't seem to hurt himself, but unfortunately when he came on, he had to come back off straight away. So we hope he recovers well and he's back for the Rome game.
It's a great opportunity for you as a young player to put yourself in the spotlight of Europe. You know, I mean, it's like obviously playing in the domestic front is great, but playing in Europe at such a young age, you know, and being able to impress must be fantastic.
Yeah, it gives a lot of us experience in case if we push on to the first team and if we all push on, they progress in Europe, so it might give us a bit of experience later on.
Is that the high point of your football career so far?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think many people will play European football, so we're all happy.
You come from Cove, Aaron, you did.
Yeah, I played with Cove for their last, I think it was two seasons ago. I only played their last seven games, and then as Steve was coming here, he just asked me where I go, and I said, yeah.
What school about team were you with?
Sorry?
Where did you start out with?
School I started out with Carrigaline. I was playing with them all the way up, and then when I was 16, then I signed with Cove, and then on to Cork City.
How's your Italian?
No, not very good. I take German in school.
Congratulations.